Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls. They think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, coming to you live here on the campus of St. John's University from Carneseca Arena. We apologize for just coming to you here at 9 o'clock. We have experienced some delays here at the arena. We're still about 12 minutes away from tip between Monmouth and St. John's. Happy to be here with you. I am Gary Call, alongside my broadcast partner for tonight, Steve Bazaz. And Steve, it's good to be here. I'm happy to be here with you. Hawks coming off of an 82-66 defeat on Monday night to Seton Hall in a game that the Hawks hung around at times. They hit a couple of shots, but in the end, the Big East opponent able to overpower them.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. Well, first of all, Gary, welcome aboard. It's great to have you here. Eddie and Matt are obviously attending to other things. And, Gary, it's great to have you, and it's a pleasure to work with you.
Steve, I couldn't be happier to be here.
Seton Hall game, it's just kind of a tale of two different leagues and two different levels of play right now. You know, Monmouth is still young and still growing and developing, and not to mention, I think the Hawks are now 0-44 against the Big East, and we'll see if that can change tonight. This game projects to be an extremely tough game for the Hawks. St. John's is one of the better teams in the Big East, and talking with our coaching staff, they expect St. John's to be kind of similar to what we saw from Syracuse last year. Very long, very athletic, big-time shot blockers. So it'll be interesting to see how the young Hawks play against such an athletic team like St. John's.
And you mentioned 0-44. MU is all-time against the Big East. Who would even know anymore with all these changes to the league? We were looking over it before saying, who's in the league now? Got to make sure we're saying all this right.
I'm not the biggest fan of what's going on in college sports. I guess that argument's for another time, but it is very tough keeping track of who's in what league. I know we were talking about earlier this year, Hofstra's in the CAA. The CAA got demolished of really good teams in that league who are now all over the place, and same thing with the Big East. Not the league that it used to be, but still a very, very good league. And Butler's in, and Creighton and Xavier, so still an excellent league.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. And Steve, as we turn the page here to the St. John's Red Storm, they come into this one 2-1. They fell in their season opener to Wisconsin before beating a former NEC foe for Monmouth, Wagner, a couple of games ago, and then beating Bucknell on their home floor here a couple of nights ago. Tough test they had against Bucknell here at home. They have a very talented team. They have a couple guys, speaking with some people here, that they believe can play at the next level in the NBA, either next year or the following year. Very talented basketball players on the floor for St. John's.
Yes, and we start with D'Angelo Harrison. He scores 21 points per game, Gary, and he's a big-time player. He could very well be first-team Big East this year. He had started with 27 points opening night, had 25 in their second game, and only had 12 against Bucknell, but he's a big-time ball player. However, he's struggling from three-point range, and I'm wondering if that's going to be in the scouting report. I'm sure it is. He's 2 of 18 from three this year. That's a 11% clip. I wonder if the Hawks will try to maybe play off of him, maybe go under screens, and try to have Sampson beat them from outside. I also wonder, with such a talented, long, athletic team that's only shooting 15% from three, are the Hawks going to play some zone tonight? And will we see some zone trying to just back up and hopefully catch St. John's on a cold night?
Well, we have not an injury report per se, but a player who will not be playing for St. John's tonight, brought to you by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. And Steve, that's freshman Rasheed Jordan. He will not be in the lineup. Violation of team rules. He's suspended just for tonight. He was the Big East preseason rookie of the year. Very talented player for them that the Hawks unfortunately for us here as Monmouth broadcasters, will not see tonight.
Yeah, and he was a big-time heralded recruit, Pennsylvania State Player of the Year, averaged about 25 a game his senior year of high school. He was a big-time recruit for Steve Lavin and a guy that had has NBA aspirations, obviously. So, that doesn't necessarily hurt the Hawks' cause tonight that he's going to be out for this game.
We'd be remiss to do a pregame show from St. John's without mentioning their fourth-year head coach, Steve Lavin, a college basketball lifer, if you may, Steve, his fourth year here, and has brought in some very talented classes of recruiting here to Queens.
He has, and this current class right now, we mentioned Harrison. You have Jakar Sampson and Phil Green and guys like that. Obviously, the big shot blocker in Obekpa. They have a really nice team, and they're still pretty young. They only have a couple seniors. A lot of their big-time players are sophomores and juniors. They have a really bright future for this season and the upcoming season, as long as their guys also stay in school and don't jump to the next level. Steve Lavin has also seemed to put together an all-star coaching staff. Gene Cady is one of the special assistants. You remember Gene Cady from his Purdue days. And Josh Newman, sitting to my right, shared the story with me that Gene Cady gave Steve Lavin his first job as a grad assistant oh so long ago. Steve Lavin kind of paying it forward and bringing Gene Cady onto his staff here at St. John's. So he also has put together a great all-star coaching staff.
Well, it is time for the national anthem. When we come back, the starting lineups and the opening tip here from Carneseca Arena. You're listening to Monmouth Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at Carneseca Arena, Gary Call alongside Steve Bazzaz as we finish up the national anthem and get set for basketball. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by the Boathouse Bar and Grill in Belmar. The Boathouse Bar and Grill in Belmar is your spot for college and NFL football all season long. And we will start first with the visiting Monmouth University Hawks. And it appears they will send out the same five that we have seen in the early going here for Monmouth. The freshman Justin Robinson will get the start at the point guard position. He will be joined on the floor in the backcourt by Andrew Nicholas, the junior for this Hawks team, and Deion Jones, who has been on fire to start this young season. And in the front court for MU, we will see sophomore Tyrone O'Garrow, and we will see the true freshman, Zach Tillman. And Steve, before we touch on the St. John's starting lineup, this MU starting five, it's been the same group for all four games, and the one guy that you have to pick out of there has been Deion Jones.
Yeah, we'd be remiss not to mention Deion Jones, Gary. He's averaging 21 points per game. And listen to some of these numbers. 21 points, 8 rebounds per game. He's shooting 16 of 19 from the free throw line for 84%. He's shooting 7 of 12 from 3. That's almost 60%. And he's shooting 54% from the floor. He's playing 30 minutes a night. He has been phenomenal to start the season. Plus, the Hawks, Gary, have 1, 2, 3, 4 players who average double figures. And then the fifth guy, Max DeLeo, who's been phenomenal this year, averages 9 a game. So they have 5 players who average just about double figures. You rarely see that from the Monmouth Hawks. Something that's going to be fun to keep watching as this team keeps growing and scoring more and more points.
As we take a look at the St. John's starting lineup, Rysheed Jordan, a guy who had gotten a couple of starts in the early going for this Red Storm squad, but as we talked about in our open, will not be in the lineup tonight, serving a one-game suspension for a violation of team rules. So the starting five we will see for the Red Storm tonight will look to be Phil Green, joined by Jakar Sampson, Orlando Sanchez, D'Angelo Harrison, and Chris Obekpa. That's one I'm going to have to concentrate on tonight.
Obekpa is the big-time shot blocker. He averaged 4 blocks a game last year. He led the nation in shot blocking. He's already off to a huge start. He's got 12 block shots in 3 games. Right on average, my math's correct, that turns out to be 4 blocks per game, Gary. So he's a guy that the Hawks are going to have to be mindful of. He's obviously going to cause a lot of havoc down there. The Hawks have very young big guys who are still a little raw around the rim. They're either going to have to use their shot fake, or they're going to have to look to kick the ball out. Even the guards, when they get in there, they're going to have to look to drive and kick and then try to get the ball to some shooters.
The sophomore Obekpa led the nation in blocks a year ago, coming off of a 7-block performance against Bucknell the other night. As St. John's introduced onto the floor tonight, the Red Storm do the thing that a lot of college basketball schools have kind of adopted, turning the lights off, at least partially in here during their starting lineup announcements. Of course, they play about half of their regular season games here at Carneseca and the other half at Madison Square Garden. Steve, another guy I wanted to touch on for MU that we didn't really talk about during the open is Andrew Nicholas, and he's a guy that we've seen in the past. When he gets hot, he can absolutely light it up, and we've seen his big games and what they can do, but from time to time, you'll see a game like he had the other night against Seton Hall. He'll get his 10, 11 points, but miss a good majority of them as well.
In the past couple years, Red has kind of been the only guy with that scoring mentality, and the Hawks have really needed him to score. He's awfully streaky, but he actually has some guys now alongside of him that can also score. Deion Jones has proven that he can put the ball in the basket. Josh James, the freshman, is in double figures. Justin Robinson, the little point guard, he scores in double figures. So Red is no longer the only guy that can score, and I think as he gets more and more comfortable with some of the new guys around him, maybe we'll see his shot selection improve. The thing with Red, though, is that he's a shooter. He's a guy that's always shot a lot. He shot a lot his whole career in high school. You don't score 2,500 points in high school by not shooting a lot. So that's his game. There's going to be times where he shoots a low percentage, and there's going to be times where he goes 7 of 8 from 3, and he carries you offensively. It's kind of, you know, we know the saying, Manny being Manny in baseball. It's kind of Red being Red. It's part of his game. He does have a very strong basketball IQ. Although sometimes his shot selection doesn't necessarily say that, the guy does a lot of things that go unnoticed, especially offensively. He knows how to run the offense. He can pass the ball extremely well. He cuts very well. He does have a great basketball IQ. I think as he goes, sometimes the team goes, and I think the better that the young guys get, I don't think it's going to have to be that way in the future.
I like that, Red being Red.
Red being Red. Shooting a lot and score a lot.
Set for the opening tip, it'll be Zach Tillman to take it against Jakar Sampson. And here on a late Friday evening in November, we are underway here at Carneseca Arena. St. John's wins the opening tip. They will work it left to right on your radio dial to begin things. They work in their home white uniforms, red numbers and letters outlined in blue. Full student section for them tonight as they work at top of the key for Phil Green. He's guarded by Justin Robinson. Works it to the right wing. Bounces for Obekpa in the right corner. Step back from Green, from just inside the three-point arc. That one's good.
Robinson goes under the screen, and Green knocks it down. Already you can tell St. John's is big and long, and that Syracuse comparison from last year is pretty right on.
Very pretty step back there from Green. He's got the night's first points. And it's 2-0 St. John's. Deion Jones left wing for MU. Straight on Nicholas. Will cross court for Robinson. Little shake move, lobbing into the corner for Nicholas. That one intercepted by Orlando Sanchez. He'll run the floor. Find Green at the free throw line, kick into the corner. Harrison finds the left elbow, misses the jumper. Rebound down to O'Garrow.
Nice box by Tyrone O'Garrow.
Robinson will run the offense for Monmouth. Works on his pivot foot, top of the key, O'Garrow. That one deflected out of bounds by Harrison as he tried to find Nicholas on the far side. Minute six gone here in the first half, 2-0 St. John's. Justin Robinson takes the inbound pass and starts to direct the offense that he has kind of taken hold of now.
And St. John's is playing right now a 2-3 matchup here, using their length and athleticism.
And there is a block for Obekpa as O'Garrow drove the lane.
And not to keep harping on that Syracuse comparison, but that's exactly what Syracuse played. And last year, Monmouth really struggled against it.
Nicholas will trigger left of the basket, straight on into O'Garrow. Hawks working around the perimeter here, 9 to shoot. Robinson will fling it into the corner for Deion Jones, working right baseline. Floater, a little bit strong. Sanchez yanks down the rebound. He'll run the floor. The big man running, making a move past Robinson, and that will be a turnover and a clear one on Sanchez.
And I'm surprised there that Sanchez grabs the rebound. I wonder if he has the green light to go coast to coast, but he grabs the rebound. No outlet. And just tries to run down the floor.
Sanchez, the senior from the Dominican Republic, 6'9", 230, and running, coming right at you. Robinson back on offense. Hawks moving right to left. Pulls up at the Big East logo. Finds Nicholas in the left wing. He'll miss a three strong. And Sanchez comes up with it again. Sanchez with a couple early rebounds here for the Red Storm. Gohan for Harrison, who wears number 11 for this St. John squad. Right baseline, Sampson with a little jab step, spins, runs into a wall. That's Tillman. Finds Harrison for a floater from the Big East logo, no good. Tillman outlets for Robinson. Robinson bounces down low for O'Garrow, and he travels.
And this is where, obviously, the size and athleticism of a Big East team really can cause the Hawks problems. O'Garrow is a little undersized for his position. you know, maybe against a MAC school, O'Gara would be able to go up with that. That time he travels.
Sanchez getting a word from Steve Lavin before he finds his way back to the offensive end of the floor. 25 to shoot for the home team. Sanchez on the near side towards us. We'll work outside the arc. Puts his hand up, signals a play. He's covered by O'Gara. We'll back it out to the St. John's logo at center court for Green. Green, the junior guard, looking for something. 9 to shoot. Trying to shake Robinson. Robinson's all over him. Gets a screen from Obekpa. Obekpa gets it back at the right elbow. He will miss a jumper. And a one-handed rebound goes to Jones. Nicholas spinning at the left wing. Works his way down to the baseline. Trying to spin. Reverse layup blocked by Obekpa. They'll get that one on a goaltend. And the Hawks have tied it at 2.
And we talked about Red in the beginning about his shot selection. But there's times where Red's fearless scoring mentality can really help you and carry you. And Red is a guy that can really get going. That time he puts his shoulder down and tries to get into the lane and ends up forcing a goaltend.
Hawks trap at half court, and Green is forced to call a timeout. That one directly in front of us. It was Robinson and O'Gara who had their hands up, kind of cornering him literally between half court and the sideline here. And Green is forced to call the first St. John's timeout of the night with 16:58 remaining here in the opening half. We'll keep it here, Steve. Score 2-2, very early going, but you can clearly see the size of Chris Obekpa down low.
Obekpa is huge. They're all huge. Sanchez is a big guy. Jakar Sampson's a big guy, and their guards are very long. Nice shot by Phil Green to begin the game for St. John's. And the shot from Obekpa, although it was an open pick-and-pop shot with the shot clock running down, I'm very sure the Hawks would live with that. Obekpa shooting that shot all game long.
No doubt about it. Same five will come back out onto the floor for Monmouth, and it appears to be the same for St. John's. No subs just yet. Inbounding directly in front of us will be Obekpa, with 3 minutes and 2 seconds gone here in the opening half. He will inbound in the backcourt for Green. 25 to shoot for St. John's as they work out of the timeout. Another double team here on Obekpa. He's trying to get rid of it. Finds a wide open Harrison. Harrison will drive the lane, and that'll be an offensive foul. He put in the layup, but Nicholas stepping in to take the charge. That one's going the other way.
And you never know what's going to be called now with the new block charge point of emphasis, but Red steps in. He's above the restricted area, and he gets the charge call.
Nicholas took a lot of those last year for MU, and a good job there to do it. Obekpa had to shake the double team. Found Harrison, who had a 2-on-1 in tight. And Nicholas stepping in to take the charge. 16:40 to play here in the opening half. Score knotted 2-2. The lob from Robinson, too strong for O'Gara. He'll kick it left wing for Nicholas. Too strong on a three, but the offensive board goes to Deion Jones. He'll keep it alive for Monmouth, who will find Justin Robinson and reset things.
The Hawks love to run that lob play. Nice job by O'Gara to catch it in the air and pass it.
Robinson passed three defenders and lays it in.
And Robinson has such a knack of weaving his way through the lane. That time gets in the lane. No big guys around him. Robinson able to put it in.
Stepping back is Sampson. He'll hit a three contested from the right corner. And put St. John's back in front 5-4. He had no qualms about pulling up right in the face of Red Nicholas.
And Sampson's only shot 2 threes this year. Now he's 1-for-3 on the year, Gary.
5-4 St. John's. Next stoppage will be a media timeout. Robinson will lob for O'Gara, and that one picked off in the air by Sanchez. Sanchez will run, spotting up left wing. Three from Harrison, rims out, and O'Gara will rip down the board, and the Hawks will look to run a little bit. Across half court, it's Robinson. He'll find Nicholas, who will go up and be blocked by Obekpa. Coming up with it, Sampson. Quick pace here. Sampson, handoff. Harrison, he'll lay it in, and the foul.
Well, we're going to get used to hearing that probably today, Gar. A block by Obekpa and St. John's off in transition. I really like the rebound from O'Gara, and I really love the pass by Justin Robinson in transition to get Red the ball. That time a big long shot blocker just got the best of him.
Foul check to Robinson on the end one opportunity. We'll step out for 60 seconds. 7-4 St. John's with 15:31 to play in the opening half. You're listening to MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, has been a neighborhood favorite for years. USubs offers free delivery to the Monmouth University dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com. Back here at Carneseca Arena, Gary Kaw alongside Steve Pizzazz. St. John's with a 7-4 advantage, 15:31 to play in the opening half. And going to the line will be D'Angelo Harrison for a chance to try to complete a three-point play as we come out of this timeout. Josh James will check into the game, as will Chris Brady. for Monmouth, replacing Zach Tillman and Tyrone O'Garrell. And Steve, we talked about it a little bit in the open, but St. John's loves to run, and they showed that in the opening couple minutes there. They're going to run the floor with anybody. We saw Orlando Sanchez, the big man, getting up and down the floor. They're going to run with anybody, and the Hawks tried to run with them a little bit, and they succeeded a few times.
Well, you know, something that we've seen from Coach Rice and his staff since they've been here is that they're not going to change what they do for anybody. They are going to run, and they're going to play their style. And in reality, Gary, you want to win every game, but these games are also a great preparation for your league play. And the Hawks are going to use this to prep for the MAC play, and they're going to run their style and try to get up and down the floor, and they're still going to throw alley-oop and lobs, even though that the other players are 6'9 and long and athletic. And I think that's great, and I love the fearless attitude from Coach Rice and his staff.
Harrison will step to the line where he is almost automatic on the young season, 96%, and misses that one just as I said it. And we will quickly get a foul underneath. That one will be checked to MU. I believe it will go against Deion Jones. It will. He got a hand in on the rebound attempt off the missed free throw. Just as I said that, he's missed one free throw all year and he misses one.
The old broadcaster jinx.
The other way, though. Jakar Sampson will step to the line. He hasn't been as good. 9 of 13 from the stripe this year. Good for just under 70%. He'll shoot a pair here. The forward from Akron, Ohio, knocks down his first freebie. And we will get St. John's first substitution. D'Angelo Harrison will come out of the game, replaced by Max Hooper. Sampson back to the line to try to make this a 5-point game. And he will not. That one's short. The ball deflected out of bounds. Possession will go to St. John. So a pair of missed free throws on this trip down the floor for the Red Storm. Hawks unable to come up with either rebound.
And when you play a big-time opponent, Gary, those are the things you have to come up with. You can't give a team like St. John's or any team that's a higher level than you extra chances at baskets.
Left of the basket, Sir Dominic Poynter, who checked in at that last timeout. Inbound, deflected out of bounds by Deion Jones. No time comes off the clock. He will simply inbound from the other side of the basket now. But St. John's leading it 8-4, 15-27 to play here in half number one. The inbound pass goes to Sampson. Works it around the arc. Hooper now finds Green. As the Red Storm will work it outside the arc. 25 to shoot. Hooper in the right wing will step into one. Misses three strong. Offensive rebound will come down to Sampson, and he gets fouled almost immediately. Chris Brady in on the contact.
That's another offensive rebound for St. John's. We've had two missed free throws down this end, and now a missed three, but yet another offensive rebound.
Looked like Chris Brady. He does not get checked with the foul. Instead, it's Deion Jones. But Brady will check out of the game, replaced by Marcelo Hudiger. And now Tyrone O'Garrell will come in for Deion Jones after the recognition of Jones's two early fouls.
That's obviously something the Hawks cannot afford. Deion Jones, their leading scorer, getting in foul trouble.
Trapped in the corner as Sampson skips out of it for Green. Right baseline works for Obekpa. Working down on Hudiger, top of the key. Green open. Steps into a three, nothing but net.
And so far, Phil Green's jump shot has looked silky smooth. The pull up earlier, and now the three-pointer against the zone. Baseline out of bounds.
11-4, St. John's, 14-50. Remains here in the opening half. Robinson shakes one man, gets inside the three-point arc, hands for Josh James. James will step back, working quickly outside the arc. It's Robinson, works into the paint. Little floater over Obekpa, will fall, hit every part of the rim and dropped. Nice that, play there from the freshman.
That is a great shot by Justin Robinson. He's obviously a very little guy, gets in amongst the trees, beautiful floater.
Hooper will answer with a three from the right corner.
And it looks like the Hawks were in zone there. And Hooper, obviously a shooter, comes in. Two quick threes he puts up, misses the first, knocks that one from the corner. St. John's has three threes tonight, Gary. They came into this game shooting 15% from three.
14-6, your score. It's Robinson for James on the right side in front of head coach Steve Lavin. Nice move from Josh James to penetrate. Misses that one strong off the window. And the defensive rebound will come down to Obekpa. Up the far side goes Poynter. Pulls up, finds Hooper, thought about another three. Instead, we'll find his teammate open for three in the corner. That was Green, and he missed it. And it's O'Garrell outletting for Josh James. Aims for Robinson, who has a wide open lane, swatted by Pointer, but he got bumped.
Something that we talked about a lot during the Hofstra broadcast was how good the bigs were doing at sealing their guys underneath while the guards were driving. That time, Justin Robinson gets into the lane. Hoediger does a great job of sealing his man, not allowing him to step up and help on Robinson. Robinson gets to the line.
Robinson saw that small bit of space, sidestep one guy, and had almost the entire painted area to himself.
Now, we talk about, we've said the word fearless a lot in this broadcast, and it's true with this group of Hawks. They get it from their head coach. They have a lot of guys who attack the rim fearlessly. Josh James, Justin Robinson, Tyrone O'Garo, Deion Jones. They have a lot of rim attackers on this team. Max DeLeo, who's set to come in, he's another one of them. And that's great to see from the Hawks, a young team, but they have no problem trying to get easy baskets and get into the rim.
Robinson hits one of two. And we'll be replaced by Max DeLeo. We had four subs between free throws for St. John's, so we'll just reset for you. They have Max Hooper out there with Orlando Sanchez, Jamal Branch, who checks in for the first time, Sir Dominic Pointer, and checking in again for the first time, God's Gift, Achua. And Achua has it for Branch here in the right wing. DeLeo, of course, just checked in for MU. Branch, straight on, left corner, Hooper. 15 to shoot for the Red Storm. They have to reset. They back it out to Pointer. Pointer tries to penetrate on Josh James. High sailing pass. Hooper collects it in the right corner. Steps back, misses a three off the heel. And it's DeLeo. Through center for James. James will penetrate all by himself. Go off the window. No good. It doesn't fall. And tipping it to himself is Orlando Sanchez. 3-on-2 here for St. John's. Sanchez will lob for Pointer. And it was a little bit behind him as he went for the alley-oop, and it sails out of bounds.
On that drive by Josh James, another great job by the bigs of sealing. Sometimes when you drive to the lane and you've had all these shot blockers underneath with you, you sometimes get a little timid. James has just got to get to the rim and try to finish strong.
Almost looked like he tried to float that one a little bit sooner than he should have. 12:45 to go opening half to Leo. Ball fake on the three and will be called for the walk. Turnover from DeLeo as he caught that one deep outside the arc and his pump fake drew the travel. 12:42 to play opening half. St. John's 14, MU 7. Hawks on the floor right now. It's DeLeo with James, Nicholas, O'Garo, and Hoediger.
And teams who are long like this and athletic, they can make you uncomfortable, whether it's driving to the basket or either whether they're just closing you out on a three-point shot. That time Max traveled, and now he gets called for a foul up top.
Called for a foul on Jamal Branch. That'll be DeLeo's first. And for MU, their fourth early in this first half. That's something we saw the other night against Seton Hall. The Hawks got into foul trouble early on as a team in that Seton Hall game. And I believe it was eight fouls in the first 8 minutes or something of the sort, which is not what you want to see. You don't want to send these kids to the line early. Pointer stepped back from the baseline and air ball. And James plucks it out of midair. Works to the right side of the baseline. End to end, it's Josh James to put it home.
You know, so many things make that play happen. Josh James gets the rebound. He's got the green light to go. Marcelo Hoediger is hustling down the floor and rim running to the basket. He takes the big guy with him, which opens up the lane for Josh James to go and score. It's a great job of secondary break basketball.
James going end to end. Cuts this to a five-point game and forces Steve Lavin to call another timeout, Steve. They've now burned two, I believe. And they have, that's confirmed. Lavin is not happy as he called his team towards the bench. And they're in the midst of a huddle now. And on the opposite side, King Rice, as he's been known to do, came running off the bench to greet his players.
And we'll see if the Hawks now want to try to, sometimes out of timeouts, they'll try to trap half court. We'll see if they come back to that. You know, the Hawks are playing very, very good game here, Gary. They're only down by five, 8 minutes into this ball game. And another thing is that St. John's has three threes in the first 8 minutes. They only made six going into this game. Again, they were shooting 15% from three before this game. They already have three in this first half.
Same five for either side, and Branch immediately turns it over. Nicholas will outlet for O'Garo, tried to dunk, and Branch got him from behind. Offensive board went to Hoediger. The Hawks will have a fresh 35 here. O'Garo tried to raise the floor and throw one down, could not. This cross-court pass nearly intercepted. DeLeo comes up with it, skips in the corner for James. He'll step back, miss a three off the iron, and the rebound off of the hands of Sanchez and out of bounds. So the Hawks will keep possession into this media timeout. 11:54 remaining opening half. 14-9 St. John's. We will take a 60-second break right here. This is MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food services, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions, universities, school districts, stadiums and arenas, and businesses around the world. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. 11:54 remaining here in the opening half, and Steve, something we talked about actually coming out of the last timeout, the Hawks running a little bit with this St. John squad and have had some good things come of it. A couple of offensive rebounds, almost a dunk on the other end, and they'll have possession coming off of a run right here.
Hey, Gary, the Hawks are only shooting 30%. They're 4 of 13 from the floor, but they're only down 5. They've also forced 4 St. John's turnovers. They got to get more points off the turnovers. They have no points after the great block down there where, when O'Gara went up to dunk. But Monmouth, after that timeout by St. John's, they went with the half-court trap. They got a steal out of it. Great hustle back by St. John's. But let's be honest, Monmouth is playing a really good game right now. They're hanging in there. They're playing good basketball. They're getting defensive stops, and they're looking to run.
Hawks led by Justin Robinson. He's got 5 points in the early stages. As you mentioned, 4 of 13, MU shooting nothing for 3 from downtown. St. John's shooting 38%, 5 of 13. That's just one more bucket. But 3 of 7 from beyond the arc has been the difference, as the Hawks will come out with the Leo James, Nicholas O'Garo, and Hudiger. Checking into the game is D'Angelo Harrison for St. John's. DeLeo will inbound left of the basket as the Hawks will work to our left in their road midnight blue uniforms with the white numbers and letters and the added name on the back this season. Nicholas, right wing, will find DeLeo in the corner. Pump fake on a three. Will dribble out of a little bit of pressure from Sampson and find Nicholas driving. Nicholas goes up and gets bumped. And the foul will be whistled on D'Angelo Harrison. That's his second early on.
And they call that a shooting foul, so Red will be going to the line. But the Hawks just have to stay patient. There's no problem with getting the ball in bounds, running the shot clock down, trying to find good shots. You want to try to attack the gaps and look to kick, try to hit middle of the zone. That person who catches in the middle, try to look opposite.
Nicholas hits his first. Harrison will have to take a seat with those two fouls. Still 11:42 to play in the opening half. He'll be replaced by Phil Green, so arguably both teams' top scorers here and arguably their best players, two early fouls and having to sit.
Harrison going out, and then also Jordan with being suspended.
Nicholas knocks down a pair, and the Hawks back within 3, 14-11. As Sampson will penetrate, pull up at the right elbow, find Green, works it across the perimeter, wing to wing for Sanchez. Now right in front of us, it's Sampson, guarded by Nicholas, 20 to shoot. As the Hawks set up defensively, Sampson gets the Big East logo. He's blocked by Nicholas. Ball free on the floor. A couple guys battling for it. And coming out of the pile is Sampson. Kicks out for Branch. Spins at the Big East logo. Goes up past Ludiger. That one partially blocked. And now it's ahead for DeLeo, who's all by himself. Goes up and gets fouled hard. He put the layup up. It didn't fall. And he got run right into the bottom of the basket.
The Hawks are playing really good basketball. That time on that possession, they're really packing the defense in. It looks to me that they're going under every screen, daring St. John's to shoot, and I think that's okay. Again, they came in shooting a low percentage from three, and I think Coach Rice has no problem living and dying with St. John's shooting outside jump shots. On the drive, they all collapse. They cause a turnover, and then the pass up ahead to DeLeo.
DeLeo misses the first free throw.
Well, you got to convert from the foul line. You know, St. John's is going to get back. They're either going to block your shot or they're going to foul you. So they're not going to give up an easy two-point layup. That means you have to earn it from the foul line. And that comes out to be a zero-point possession if you don't get anything out of it. So you got to really convert your foul shots.
Pointer and Obekpa check back into the game as DeLeo hits the second for MU. So he hits one of two. Those two guys check back into the game for St. John's, as well as Marc-Antoine Bourgeau, who is seeing his first action of the season. Coming out of the game for Monmouth, it's Hudiger and DeLeo, replaced out there by Tillman and Robinson. 14-12 with 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Hawks have battled themselves right back into it. Here's Bourgeau. He's a sharpshooter who has not seen the floor yet this year. His first minutes of the season. Pointer in the corner for Bourgeau. off of a switch. It'll be Ogaro on him. Now driving on the baseline at Sanchez. Kicks it for Obekpa, who went up to dunk it. Ogaro was there. Instead, he'll just lay it in.
A tough pass by Sanchez. Driving baseline, a wraparound pass. Obekpa able to catch it and put it in. I thought he got hit a little bit too, but no call.
16-12 with 10.5 here in the first half. Robinson gets a play from his head coach. Will work it left of the circle. Find Josh James. Now Robinson will step back straight on and miss a three. Ball deflected out of bounds. Obekpa touched it last. And it'll be MU possession. No, I take that back. They will send it the other way now.
I thought it should have been MU possession. Justin Robinson that time gets a wide open look from the top of the key.
Hawks have been unable to convert from downtown here tonight. Nothing of four in the early stages. Free throw line extended. Now it's kick across. Three-pointer no good from Green. And it's Tillman with the rebound pretty much uncontested. He'll send James on his way. Pulls up in front of Coach Steve Lavin in front of the St. John's bench. We're under 10 minutes to go here in the opening half. Driving down low is James. Tillman is blocked by Obekpa. And then the home run pass ahead is caught by Pointer. He'll miss the reverse lay-in, and the Hawks will look to run the other way. Robinson off the miss. Will now pull up and call something out. Find Ogaro and settle things down a bit. Bounce left block for Tillman. Backs down on Obekpa. Hook shot doesn't go. Offensive board Ogaro, and he'll put it back. Count the basket and the foul. Are they going to call off the basket now? No, they'll count the basket. No foul.
Hey, that's a great shot by Tyrone Ogaro. I love the move by Zach Tillman. I'm a big Zach Tillman fan. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player down the road. He misses the lefty jump hook, but Ogaro able to get rebound in traffic and finish. I think they might have called basket interference on that one, but Ogaro gets the two.
The ball went through anyway. I thought they were calling a foul as he did get bumped, but they were not. 16-14, St. John's back on the offensive end to our right. Bourgault will just step back from the left wing, miss a three off the front of the rim, and here is Robinson across half court. Will pull up at the free throw line, step back, find Ogaro down low. Nice move by Ogaro down low, and he will tie the game at 16.
The Hawks running the floor, getting stops. Robinson weaving his way into the lane. That time finds Ogaro in traffic. He goes up very quick with his shot, and he's able to put it in.
16 all with 8:42 to go here in the opening half. Left of the circle, Sanchez will work it in front of the MU bench. It's Pointer, kicks in the corner for Bourgault. Lob into the right block for Obekpa. Backs down on Tillman, holds the ball above his head, works into the lane. Kick out for Green. Green moves past Tillman, and he'll put it up and in. Works past Tillman and Ogaro on that one to put the Red Storm back up by two, 18-16 now your score.
And that's just a big-time move by a Big East player against a freshman.
Greg Nowak will check in for the first time tonight at the next stoppage. Far side James works at top of the key for Nicholas. Left wing Robinson. MU works it outside the perimeter. The lob from Robinson too high for Tillman. And that one will sail out of bounds. Hawks will get Nowak into the game for Ogaro, and DeLeo will check in for Josh James. Pointer and Bourgault will take a seat, replaced by Hooper and Green, it appears.
Not a good pass that time from Justin Robinson. Mental mistake. Too many bodies in the same area.
18-16 St. John's on the St. John's logo at the center of the floor. Samson controls, finds Sanchez, who's holding his right hand in the air, trying to direct Hooper where to go. Stops at the right elbow. Sanchez with a step back. Off the heel. Robinson will catch it on the run. Bounce ahead for DeLeo. DeLeo one-on-one with Green, and he will work right past him, muscling through and putting it in.
How about the way the Hawks are playing right now, Gary? I love it. They're daring St. John's to shoot jump shots, which is, I think, the way to go. And once they're getting a rebound, they are looking to run, which is great because you have to beat the zone down the floor.
A little transition work from MU there that time as well. Hooper on the offensive end, didn't know where to go with it, finds Sanchez. Now bounce on the left block. It'll be Sampson stepping back. Nicholas was in his face, but he hits it anyway.
I think, again, Monmouth will live with that shot.
This one remains close as the team's just trading buckets end to end. 20-18 Red Storm with 6:52 to play. Across the timeline, right to left is Robinson. Gets a screen from Nowak. Kicks in the left corner. DeLeo will fire up a three short. Offensive board to Tillman, and he'll put that one right back up and in.
And Tillman is so comfortable using that left hand. He almost shoots lefty, better lefty than righty.
Green will drive end to end. He took it all the way and puts up the lefty floater that drops. And St. John's and MU just back and forth we go, Steve. Training buckets, and the Red Storm back up 22-20. Robinson works it for Nowak. Right corner, Nicholas holds above his head. Face guarded by Sampson. Straight on to Leo. Looks to make a move. Will bounce it for Tillman. High post right. Will go up off the window and put that one home.
And the potential for Zach Tillman is just unlimited. That time he catches the ball into the post. Again, he's so good going to that left hand. Gets to the middle with the little lefty hook and puts it in off the glass.
22 all with under 6 to go here in the first half. Hawks trailed by as many as 8. About 5 minutes into this one, they have now come back to tie the game. Straight on Hooper. 12 to shoot. Green, unsure of himself, will dribble into the right block. Stop. Pull it out. Find Sanchez in the corner. Spots up. Nowak's all over him. An air ball from three. Hawks will push. They'll look to take their first lead since about 3 minutes in. Robinson end to end. He's blocked. Ball free. And it's picked up by Sampson. Sampson to the free throw line in the corner for Hooper. Almost lost it. Somehow kept it in bounds. And we'll reset up top with Phil Green.
That time Robinson probably got a little too deep.
Frantic pace here, Steve. Teams running back and forth. Obekba hands for Sanchez. He'll step back and drill a three.
You know, again, Sanchez shooting threes. I think the Hawks are okay with that. He airballed one of them. He knocks down that one. But I think the Hawks will live and die with Sanchez shooting threes. You know, the thing you fear against playing a team like that is them just dominating you around the rim, both offensively and defensively. If St. John's wants to shoot jump shots, I think Mamet's okay with that.
Robinson open up top, bypasses the three, steps in for the deep two. That one doesn't go. And ball down to Obekba. Had a pretty good look from three there, did Robinson. Hooper on the other end from the right wing. Missed the three. Robinson will outlet for DeLeo. DeLeo will go one-on-one with Hooper. Goes past him and puts it in. That's the third time we've seen Robinson find DeLeo ahead of the pack.
Yeah, and Max is calling out of the game. He's tired. Zach Tillman looks exhausted. Justin Robinson looks exhausted. But they are playing so hard, and they're getting up and down the floor.
Hawks going to try to get four subs in at some point. They have four players set to check in. From the corner, it's Green. Was open. We'll find Sampson straight on. Left wing in front of the MU bench. Working it right, it's Hooper. Hooper into the corner. Sanchez will take another three. That one no good. Tillman with the rebound. Hawks with another chance to take the lead as they trail by one. Bounce for Nowak. Nowak will pull up and get swatted by Obekba again. And off of the block, it's Green. From the Big East logo, will turn and knock down the jumper. With 3:40 to go, the Hawks will get immediate timeout at the next stoppage. They trail it by three. Just an unfortunate set of circumstances there. Nowak with a pretty good little move down in the block area.
I'm wondering if we've gotten the under 8 media timeout. Have we gotten that yet?
Steve, I don't think we have. We've been playing straight through since 11.
We have two media timeouts, I think, coming, under 8 and under 4. I love it, though. No whistles. It's great.
Back and forth we go. DeLeo bypassed the three. Down low. Tillman gets fouled, and we finally get a whistle. With 3:13 remaining, 27-24 St. John's.
I wonder if Max was too tired to shoot that because he was wide open for a three.
Well, nonetheless, we will take our first break in what seems like forever. Obekba will be charged with the foul. 3:13 to go, 27-24 St. John's. You're listening to Monmouth Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. 3:13 remaining here in the opening half. We just took our under 8 media timeout, so we had a nice stretch of basketball there, Steve, from the under 12 media timeout until now. No stoppages, back and forth basketball, and we say that because there was no stoppages. It really was back and forth, a lot of running, a lot of just transition ball both ways.
I love it. I love when there's not a lot of whistles. I love the up and down pace. Team fouls wise, St. John's has 5, Monmouth has 4. So we're not really even in the we're not in the penalty yet. Monmouth isn't even close to the penalty, which is great to see. I love the way the Hawks are playing. They're daring St. John's to shoot jump shots, and then on the missed shots, they're running and trying to get easy baskets at the rim. How many leak outs have we seen from Max DeLeo? As tired as he looked there, he found a way to get the energy that on a leak out, he just took off and ran. Robinson was able to find him.
We'll see almost a whole new five on the floor for Monmouth here out of the timeout. Josh James will be out there with Colin Stewart, Andrew Nicholas, Tyrone O'Garo, and Chris Brady.
And Tillman is out right now, but Tillman is off to the best start in this game of his young career. He's looking really good down low tonight.
For St. John's, we'll have Sanchez, Sampson, Green, Harrison, and whoever is guarded by O'Garo that I can't see, that is Achua. Hawks will work it to our left here with 3:08 to go. Stewart will bounce in the corner for Nicholas. A step back three from Nicholas off the heel.
Hawks can't get one of those to drop. That's all they're kind of missing here tonight. 0 of 6 now from beyond the arc. In the corner, Harrison sidesteps past Nicholas and will be called for the travel. Good D there from Nicholas. He stayed with him. And oddly enough, Steve, we are going to get another media timeout. So the first time we played from 11:54 to 3:13. This time we play from 3:13 to 2:55. Just 18 seconds of basketball in there. St. John's continues to lead by three, and we will take another 60-second break right here on the Shore Sports Network. Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether it's watching college and NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Back here at Carneseca Arena, Gary Call alongside Steve Pizzazz in what has been an entertaining first half of basketball between the Hawks and the Red Storm. St. John's leads it 27-24 with 2:55 to play here in the opening half. And, I mean, we just came out of the last media timeout and talked about it, but now we have a couple extra seconds to say it. It's been a frantic pace, but it's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. And, you know, for such a frantic pace, Gary, the score is only 27-24. So there has been a few missed shots. This most recent stat sheet I've got has Monmouth at shooting 38%. They haven't hit a three. They're 0 for 5 from 3. 38% from Monmouth and 39% from St. John's. But again, when you play a team that's so athletic and so long and so much bigger than you, you worry about them getting all their shots around the rim and them shooting in the 50s and 60s%. But Monmouth has done a great job of packing the defense in, making St. John's shoot jump shots. They started off early from three, hitting a few, but they're only 4 of 13 right now for 30%, and overall St. John's is shooting at 39%.
Brady, Nicholas, Stewart, O'Garo, and James. 4MU out of the timeout. Hawks trail it by three. They work on offense. Stewart will fake the lob and try to look around a defender to find Nicholas and move this pivot, but that's a turnover on Colin Stewart. With 2:45 to go here in half number one.
And that's an unforced error. And again, you can't give up unforced errors against teams who are at a different level than you, especially when they're bigger and more athletic. Just can't give those up.
Harrison will step back, contested, miss from downtown. James comes up with it. He'll slow his pace a little bit as he crosses half court, but will then drive all the way through, blocked by Achua. And here's Green the other way. St. John's has really learned to work in transition off of those block shots, and Sampson will miss that one off of the window, but get fouled on the way through.
You know, I love the drive by Josh James. He is a guy that when he's got the ball, he's thinking, I'm going to the rim. No matter if he's got the ball at the top of the key or if he gets the rebound on the other end, he goes coast to coast there, basically gets to the rim. But again, Big East big man comes and blocks a shot, but nice drive to the rim by James.
Sampson to the stripe will hit the first. Came into this one a 69% free throw shooter. The Big East Rookie of the Year last season. Steve Lavin has had two of those in a row. A couple years ago, it was Mo Harkless who was the Big East Rookie of the Year, now playing with the Orlando Magic. Sampson back to the line. Try to make this a five-point game with 2:18 to go. He won't, because that one will rim out. Brady tried to outlet for Nicholas and lost the handle. Back on offense here is St. John's off of the turnover. Another unforced error there from MU, as Brady kind of just looked like he lost the handle on the ball.
And it looked like he tried to dribble it, too. That time you want to get the rebound, chin it, be strong with it, wait for a guard. So we got a moving screen here, Gary.
We'll get it on Ochoa. So God's Gift Ochoa checked with his first foul.
All name team, God's Gift Ochoa.
It's a fun one. Under 2 minutes to play. Hawks trail it by four. Steve, at this point in the half, you probably estimate a handful of possessions left for either team. What do you look to go into half with the score as if you're MU?
Well, you just want to be patient. You don't want to make any major mistakes. You know, teams like this can go on a 6-0 run in a heartbeat. So you just got to stay patient here. The Hawks kind of running the clock down and trying to get a good shot against the zone.
Straight on James gets a screen from O'Garrow. Bounces it down low for Brady. And that will be a turnover as Brady didn't get his back turned quick enough, and it will roll out of bounds.
And that time, Josh James has to pull up at the foul line and shoot a jump shot. He was able to get right into the lane. He's got to pull up and knock down a 15-foot jump shot.
Sampson, right wing pointer. Faces up on DeLeo. Holds the ball above his head. Straight on now, it's Sanchez. Cross court, it goes for Green. And now Sampson working past two MU defenders, and the Hawks got a hand in, it appeared, at the free throw line extended over there. They're going to get it on Nicholas, it would look like. That'll be the first on Andrew Nicholas. And Steve, we might see the extended hand checks that have been called this year coming into play there.
Yeah, they might have called the arm bar on Nicholas there. I thought it was pretty good D, but
off the inbound, Green will miss a jumper. That one rims out. And as Ochoa fought with Nicholas for the rebound, it deflects out of bounds. Hawks ball with a minute three to go. We'll see Justin Robinson come on for the final 63 seconds of this half. He will take off DeLeo.
I'd probably go back to Tillman here, too, for Brady. And Tillman's been pretty good offensively. But Coach Rice is going to stick with Brady. I like the Justin Robinson sub, too, to run the show in the last minute. Again, be patient. No mistakes. Stay solid on defense.
50 seconds remaining. Robinson just standing on the O of the St. John's word mark on the middle of the floor here. He'll work the shot clock down. It's at 15 now. And now he will start and work forward. Works it to the right wing. Stops, holds, finds O'Garrow with 8 to shoot. Nicholas into the corner for Josh James with 5 to shoot. And James penetrates and gets about 9 feet from the basket before he gets bumped. And the foul call with 31.8 seconds to go. Here in the first half, I believe they got the foul on number 33, Orlando Sanchez. That's who it will be on. Robinson comes out of the game, replaced by DeLeo, and it's Brady out of the game, replaced by Hudiker, not Tillman.
And you know what, but that's a good sub now going on the defensive end. Hudiker's big guy, takes up a lot of space.
James misses the first free throw. Hudiker misses the putback. The ball is free. And trying to keep it in bounds was Sampson. It will stay with Monmouth. 27.8 remaining here in the first half. Robinson will trot to check in. He'll replace DeLeo. Little offense defense here from Coach Rice here late in the first half. 28-24 St. John's. 27.8 to go after Josh James missed the front end there.
And the Hawks catch a break there. James misses a shot. Hudiger rebound. He misses. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Red in a tough spot inbound on the ball. And now the Hawks can hold for one here.
Hawks will hold for one, try
St.
to get
John's
within one
man.
Possession.
Sorry, excuse me, Gary. Sorry, St. John's now in man.
Hawks will hold with 20 seconds left here. Robinson guarded straight on by Phil Green. MU will try to get to within one possession at the break. Down to 11 seconds. Robinson dribbling across the floor. Stops top of the key. Penetrates in the corner. It's Nicholas. Will step back, have his shot blocked, and he got fouled. They'll call it on number 14, Jakar Sampson. And with 4.6 seconds remaining here in the opening half, Nicholas will step to the stripe.
Now that's on the other side of the court. I wonder if they're going to put the replay up here on the big screen. But to me, that looked like a clean block. The Hawks get fortunate there. Red going in line for three, just like on opening night in a Hofstra game. Red got fouled right before the half. And just like in the Hofstra game, he starts off 0 for 1. He actually missed all three free throws at the end of Hofstra's first half. We'll see if he can knock in the last two. But he's got to make these free throws, though. This is a huge part of the ball game going into halftime. Nicholas has to make the free throws, and then the Hawks have to make sure that they get back and don't give up a shot before halftime.
King Rice will take his use-it-or-lose-it timeout here. St. John's has already used two timeouts, and Coach Rice had not used his yet, so he'll take it here with 4.6 to go. Maybe even to just settle Red down a little bit and talk him down a little bit and get the team in a huddle for this final 4.6, where St. John's, you know, will try to run the floor and get a shot up.
And I always like to sub on the make when you want to stop play. Bring a sub out after the last free throw. That'll then stop play. The Hawks can set up their defense. Compared to last shot going in, St. John's taking the ball out, putting it in, and trying to run down and score in transition. I always like subbing at the end to try to stop play.
Nicholas now a 9 of 17 from the free throw line on the season. Just a little bit better than 50% from the stripe.
And he's got to be better than that.
We'll go to the line for two more here. Missing the first after he got fouled on a three-point attempt from the corner. Nicholas to the line. His second free throw is good. Max DeLeo motions that he will be taking out the shooter. That's Red Nicholas.
I love that by Coach Rice.
28-25. Nicholas will try to make this a two-point game with this third free throw. Free throw up, and it is good. Nicholas with 2 of 3 on the 3-shot foul. He'll come out of the game replaced by Max DeLeo. 4.6 seconds left. 28-26 St. John's. MU will try to defend one last possession here. Pointer guarded by James. Gets to half court. Now works into the left wing. In the corner, he didn't get it off. Green did not get it off. He missed the 3 anyway. And that's how this first half will end. Steve, the Hawks will go to the locker room trailing a Big East opponent on the road by just one possession.
I am so impressed with the way the Hawks have played that first half. Yeah, they only have 26 points. St. John's only has 28. The Hawks have played a tremendous game defensively. I think as strategy-wise, the coaching staff has them very prepared for this game. It's been phenomenal so far to watch. They've dared St. John's to shoot jump shots, and then on missed shots, they've run the floor to try to get easy baskets. And then in the half-court set, they've slowed down and tried to be patient against the zone. I think the Hawks have played a phenomenal first half.
28-26 St. John's. As the halftime clock starts, we will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will be joined by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press, live here from Carneseca Arena. Two-minute timeout. MU trailing by just two here at halftime. This is MU basketball on the Shore Sports Network.